All right, we'll call to order the GWR Steering Committee meeting of Monday, July 14th, 2025. Tonight's Pledge of Allegiance will be by Director Burns.
And if they will, when we stand Pledge of Allegiance, greatest country in the world. Again,
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of
one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done. Move on to roll call. Madam Clerk, please.
Roll call, Director Gallagher.
Here.
Director Green. Director Vanka.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Demetriou.
Present.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Uten. Director Dina Nguyen. Director Andrew Nguyen. Director Jung.
Here.
Director Burns. You do have a quorum of your committee.
All right. Thank you. We'll move to public comment. Madam Clerk, are there any people online with their hands raised for public comment or any? I don't see any people in here. No one. Okay. Thank you. All right, were there any late agendized items?
There are none.
None, all right. Okay, we have one item for consent calendar tonight. This is the meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, we're good to go.
Are we okay doing it that way?
Oh. Sorry, do you need a roll call vote? Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's all right. Thank you.
Roll call, Director Gallagher.
Aye.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Vanka. Director Bilodeau. Director Tran. I mean, Demetriou.
Aye. Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Jung.
Aye.
And Director Burns. That motion carries. Oops, sorry, I lost count. 8 votes. 8 yes votes.
You asked the alternate to vote too. It's good.
Thank you. All right, we have one item here for number 2. This is the GWR Steering Committee schedule change.
Yeah, just for those of you who remember our last meeting in April, the chair of the committee asked if we could propose a couple of options for possibly changing the meeting frequency. So currently we're at quarterly, and at the last GWR Steering Committee, we gave a history of how we got from where we are at the beginning of the project in 2008 to where we are today in pre-2008. And there was some discussion on whether we could reduce the frequency and wanted staff to come back with a couple of options. So in talking with the general managers, we came back with 2 options. One is to keep it at quarterly, which is January, April, July, October, or consider a change to twice a year with additional meetings as needed if specific topics come up or staff feels a need or any of the committee members want to have additional meetings. Those could be scheduled at any time at the committee's option. So we just wanted to give out those 2 options as you asked and have some discussion and see what we want to do.
Thank you. Just to add a little more flavor to that. So I know both boards are obviously interested in providing the best value to our ratepayers, and we're always looking for efficiency. I know on the private side, we look at our company at least once a year, we go back and look at our standing meetings and look if there's ways things change, priorities change. And if a meeting doesn't have a necessity, then we move that meeting, we combine meetings. And so just thought it's been since 2008, and now that GWRS is fully operational, I know since I've been on this committee, the presentations are basically just a review of how it's been operating. So just thought it would be worth a discussion, and could keep it as is, or if there's it looks like there's another option that staff would be okay with. So just wanted to bring it back to the committee.
No, you can speak. Oh, you can't do that.
Option 2.
You can't do that, but you can speak.
Okay. That would be for twice a year. And just for context, I know OC San has a standing meeting with SAPA due to our contractual relationship, and we meet once a year. Of course, staff are meeting more continuously. What was in the board report, which I thought was helpful also, is pointing out that with option two, that you do have the flexibility to actually have more meetings if issues come up, but also flexibility if there's a more timely issue, which we haven't seen historically, but that is an option.
Yeah, let me just also point out, Director Gallagher, too, that which months, there's no magic to it, but we proposed April, October, because April's when we have our commitment as per the joint agreement to present the operating budget, and our operating budgets get set in April per our board vote at the end of April. So that would probably be the logical one to keep and to have a 6-month separation than October. But there's no magic to which months we would do, and we could always move that around accordingly if you choose different months.
Yes.
I think option two is most appropriate. I know that Mayhul is in constant touch with his colleagues at the sanitation district, and I also recognize the fact this is a lot of work for them to get this meeting agendized and put all the meeting material together. So I'd rather not burden the staff with the administrative part and have them focus on operations. Thanks.
Are there any issues right now? I know there are a couple, but that where we really need to keep top of it. I know you come to us on our board, but should OC San also be informed of those same issues and what's going on?
Yeah, I think there's nothing totally pressing, but you know, as a courtesy, and we want them to be involved. Whenever we do bring something to our board, we always still run it by OC San through Rob. Usually, we usually tell them what our issue is coming on, and then like others have said, we still have our face-to-face meetings once a month. The head operator, chief operator, myself, and our chief operator too, for specifically on the operation of the GWRS and any issues the treatment next door has on our process.
And the second question I was going to ask you is are the board elections put down in our bylaws as to the timing?
Are you aware? I'm not aware of it there being, but I don't think so. Yeah.
I looked
at the joint operating agreement specifically after the, you know, the report in the April meeting, and I didn't see anything then, but I can't be sure.
But you could just go ahead and have.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Or... Yeah, I mean, the only thing election-wise that's really even mentioned in the joint operating agreement is January would be when the chair is chosen, because there was an assumption that there would be fall elections or turnover of board committee assignments in January by both boards. That was the only thing listed there.
That's what I had read, why I'm asking.
So we would say if you were to change the frequency of the meeting, I would propose that the new chair be chosen at the April meeting, if that's okay. The first meeting.
And we can change that.
I think we got that.
At our will. What if we don't? Then we would have to have just a separate meeting for that.
Oh, pardon me, Director Green. Do you mind turning on your microphone? I think it might have been, off. Thank you.
It is on.
Okay, I'm now it's much better. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. I was asking, did you hear both my questions?
We heard them, Director Green.
Director Jung said he heard it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, so it's my assumption if you were to go to this twice a year format that whatever board committee assignments both board presidents put together, then come to April, it would just be up to the committee to choose who's the chair of the committee out of the selected committee members, and then it would have to at least change every other year, OCWD, OC San, back and forth like we do now.
Okay. Have we ever thought of just having co-chairs?
I guess that would be at the committee's pleasure. Yeah, I mean, There's no reason it can't be different. This was just the way it was set up way back in 97, yeah.
I was just curious.
Other questions, comments?
Thank you for bringing this up, Mr. Chair. I think I brought it up last year also. I might make a suggestion. If some of the board members like last year aren't entirely on board with the two meetings a year, it sounds like it's up to us what we want to do. Maybe we do three. We go from four to three, see how it works. If we still feel we don't need the extra meeting, we could go to two. So I'm supportive of two, but just want to throw out there, it sounds like the operating agreement allows us to pretty much set our own schedule. is that correct, Mahul?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
I do enjoy your capacity to mediate, so I'm okay with three. I'm okay with two. Can I just move three? So if there's a second, we'll take it from there. If there isn't, I'll go down to two.
Is there a second?
Okay, I can second.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Gallagher.
Aye.
Director Green.
I have a point of order. I'm sorry. Director Jung is an alternate. Director Tran is online, so I don't think he can make a motion. It would have to come from a different director.
Oh, sorry about that, Mr. Chairman.
That's right. Sorry.
I'll make the motion.
Second. We have a motion and a second. We have a roll call vote.
Director Gallagher.
Aye.
Director Green. Director Vonka.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Demetriou.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
That motion carries 6-0.
All right. Thank you. We'll move on to item three. This is the GW. That's a good question. Yes.
Can this come back? You know, we'll try the three meetings and then come back at, I don't know, date certain and see how that works and then bring it up so that we don't have to remember to. Yeah.
Sounds fair.
Sounds good. I mean, just as a point of clarity, would you like to have the October? We're okay either way. You tell us. Either October or we would skip to January or do both October and then in January or whatever your pleasure.
Yeah, you guys could take the rest of the year off. Everyone good with that? All right. Okay, good comment. All right, we'll move on to item three, GWRS operations update.
Hey, Chair Gallagher, I just have a brief couple slides to summarize what's the end of now our fiscal year 24-25 at OCWD. So for fiscal year 24-25, which started on July 1st, 24 and ended on June 30, 2025, the goal was to make 128,000 acre feet. As we've discussed in prior meetings, we've had some different operational issues, including some loss of plant 2 water for a period for some repair work at OC San and some work on our side. So given all that, the final production for fiscal year 24-25 was a little over 113,000 acre feet, which ends up being a record high production for GWRS. I think the previous high was 106,000. So part of that is because we do have the capability to produce more water with the final expansion. And even with the 6 months of reduced feed water supply, we try to maximize the rest of the year as much as we can to get to this point. So going into the next fiscal year, 25-26, that just started, we're still going to have the same goal of 128,000 acre feet. And assuming no more issues, we should definitely get close to that or at least meet it or exceed it then. On our side, we did, because we knew we were going to have a lower production year. We have if some of you may remember, we do a one-day outage every year that's planned for our medium voltage electrical equipment maintenance. This year, we decided to extend it to a 5-day work week, and that allowed us to get to a lot of maintenance activities that we had been putting off in order to maximize production the rest of the year that require full outage to get into. So that week was spent productively, and then hopefully allowed OC San Plant 1 operations to get some other work done as well and divert more flows to Plant 2 while we were offline. So we tried to coordinate the dates to make it work for both of us.
And then we still have this, I guess it's a good news issue, where we have limited injection capacity along the coast and in our mid-basin system. I think we're peaking at about 15 million gallons a day in the seawater intrusion barrier. And, you know, in a normal or a drier year, we were hoping we'd get closer to 25 MGD as we get into the summer. But we're still right around 15 MGD in the mid-basin, seems to be capped out around 7.5 MGD or so. And so that's indicative of some of the groundwater conditions. And those of you on the Water District Board will be given an update on that with the end of our fiscal year as well. And you'll see what that's done to the overall groundwater health, which is very good. And then so our current production, given this lack of recharge capacity in terms of injection, we're still putting out about 115 MGD. If we were to stay at 115 MGD for the entire next fiscal year, we would still easily make the 128,000 acre feet. So the goal is to try to at least keep it there, push it a little more if groundwater conditions allow, and then still build in some flexibility for planned maintenance and construction activity, both on our side and on Sand District side. And then this is the new graph, or the production graph, for the entire year that we kind of changed a couple of meetings ago to change to a bar style. But this kind of gives you an idea of where we were in terms of the rolling average if we were to meet 128,000 acre feet, and how it kind of went lower and lower as we, you know, never quite caught back up from that lower production period. But in the end, like I said, the good news is it's still a record amount of production, and that has led to a very good groundwater health condition in terms of storage and amount of recharge we've done in the past year. So overall, it's still a good thing for the Orange County groundwater basin. And with that, I can take any questions you might have.
Yes. Mahol, if we have, if we really don't have any capacity for additional water and the intrusion barrier is good, what do we do with the produced water?
If we can't fit it into the normal locations, then we would just cut down on the production is normally what we would do, and try to do some of our more long-term maintenance activities during that time if we could. It's a little further out, but we're still kind of working with OC Sand staff, possibly in 26 or 27, to do another pipeline inspection. Those you may remember, whenever we do those, it's at least a week outage, or at least a week or two of no flow going to anywhere besides the seawater intrusion barrier to try to accommodate that work. And we think now is probably a good time to get to that within the next couple of years. And we're trying to see if we can line that up with some of the work, especially at Plant One with Headworks and some of the other projects where they need to get into the primary clarifiers, and we might be able to make it work so the time that we're down, more flows can be pushed to Plant Two, and they wouldn't necessarily need to be brought to Plant One just for GWRS.
Any other questions? All right.
Chair Gallagher, oh, yes. If I may.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Mayhole, I was thinking about the OC Vibe project. Like, once if it does go through, there's going to be a inflatable dam on the river, and there's going to be a water feature, right, and a hotel. And how much water are we talking about that potentially might be available for that water feature in Anaheim? And would that help in terms of being percolating, you know, additional storage and area for percolating additional water into the ground?
Yeah, I can answer that, Director Yeo. So if that project does move forward, we would have another option for placing GWS water into the groundwater basin, and we would be pumping it behind the two inflatable dams up there at the OC Vibe project. And it's roughly around 15 MGD of extra recharge capacity that we would have to send GWS water over there. So that would help out the situation we're in right now, for sure, if that project goes forward. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, appreciate it.
Any other questions? All right, thank you for the report. Move on to item four. This is the second quarter outreach report.
So we have Gina Ayala, our Director of Public Affairs, to give a brief outreach report for the previous quarter to this meeting. April to June.
All right. Good evening, members of the committee. I'm going to give a brief outreach report for GWS outreach related to April through the end of June. So you do have a report contained within your packet, but I wanted to take the opportunity to highlight a couple of things. GWS tours continue. They are mostly in person, but upon request, if a virtual tour is requested, we definitely accommodate that request as well. So this quarter, the second quarter, we had 32 tours. We had about 533 guests. You can see that we tend to get folks from across all different industries, with primarily getting the water industry, but then followed by, you know, the academic institutions, whether they're colleges, high schools, nursing students as well. So we do get a diverse number of folks. We also get a large international contingency as well. Wanted to take a moment to just talk about historical tour attendance, because our tours are kind of ramping up from post-COVID. So before, I think we used to estimate, ever since the project went online actually in 2008 of January, that we would get about 4,000 to 5,000 guests a year. And then once COVID hit, we saw that drop and we went into the virtual format. And then after COVID, we pivoted and we went to virtual and in-person. So you can see that numbers are starting to go back up. And in 2025, we anticipate we'll have about 3,000 tour attendees. And then also with ramping up kind of targeted outreach and redoing our tour program, we do anticipate this number will continue to grow. Also wanted to take a moment to talk about, we are making some tour enhancements. We're making them now, some of that are in progress and some are going to be planned in the future. So we made a new video with the help of Inside the Outdoors, and that video is largely targeted for high school and college groups, but we're finding that it's very useful to the general public. So it's called The Power of Water Recycling, and it has already won a CAPIO award. So we've received really positive feedback about it, and it seems to explain things in a very simple and fun way. Similar to, I know OC San has a video as well that they show during tours, and it's engaging and makes folks laugh. We're also incorporating new interactive elements for student engagement. So I don't know if anyone's heard of Kahoots. Sometimes you play it at conferences. You kind of do a QR code with your phone, and you can participate and kind of answer questions on the spot. So we're doing that with all of our student groups. So it's helping to kind of their learning retention. So we're giving them the information, taking the tour, and then at the end, taking that interactive game, which is actually played in a lot of educational institutions. And we've received really positive feedback from the teachers, and it's making it fun, right? Sometimes just kind of listening to a PowerPoint or somebody talk isn't as engaging for students. We're also really trying where possible to customize all of the tours to make sure that we are meeting the needs. I think the district has done a really great job of that from kind of pre-construction throughout the process. If folks are really technical and want an engineer, we go that way. If it's more public, then public affairs will take that. We're also trying to form new partnerships to help us engage new audiences. So we've reached out to ASCE, their kind of youth group, and they're helping to promote it. They may host some meetings here. We also have ongoing collaboration with our nursing programs, and that continues to expand. And then we're doing increased outreach to kind of some high school classes and clubs that have been brought to our attention that deal with water. Media and stakeholder outreach for the second quarter. So it actually was a lot. It was about $202 million. So if you look at the fiscal year media reach, it was $463 million. So about half of that came just from the second quarter. That's due to a couple prominent articles that hit. The Guardian was one of them. So President Bilodeau from Orange County Water District was featured, as well as Mayhole. And then we have an article about the GWS that was authored by Mayhole as well, and then there were some mentions in the LA Times and New York Times. So the GWS continues to attract media, get visits, and also continues to have a large outreach. These are two of the awards that the GWS has received just in this last fiscal year. One is Excellence in Water Reuse Performance from
IDR, and then the others for that video that I mentioned, the power of water recycling, which helps communicate and educate kind of those younger stakeholders. Tour bus partnership. So this is something that Director Wigan asked us to look into, and Jennifer Cabral from OC San largely took this on and came up with a great solution. So we're going to call this a pilot program for about a year and see how it works. But there was interest on Director Wigan's part to see if we could perhaps utilize the shuttle at OC San to go and pick up some tour guest visitors that wouldn't be able to come to our campus otherwise. So maybe it's senior centers or others. We haven't yet worked all the details out, but we will definitely work with Director Wigan and the rest of the directors regarding this pilot program. So OC San, they're going to provide up to kind of 5 tours per year. And this is part of our kind of partnership. And so they will also have an OC San tour guide on the shuttle, so be able to give your agency's messaging. And then OCWD will have a tour guide as well once they get to the GWRS. So far, again, it's just another part of our partnership. 5 times per year, if it doesn't work out, you know, we could scrap it or adjust it or grow it as well. But I think there are a lot of benefits to the program. It strengthens our partnership as well as gives both agencies greater visibility and the project as well. So looking ahead, I just wanted to mention 2 items. We have a couple of events coming up that focus on the GWRS. And I did want to mention that a lot of our, like, for example, this week, we have 6 in-person tours. So they really are happening on a very regular basis, and that's really great to hear. But OC San, you all have a Wastewater Citizens Academy coming up on September 2nd, and I know you talk about the GWRS. And then Orange County Water District will be hosting a groundwater adventure tour. So the GWRS is one of the projects that we feature. We talk about all of our operations, but of course the GWRS is a huge part of that. So September 25th, we'll be doing that for new staff at OCWD. We've had more than 100 staff, new staff that have come on board since COVID. And then October 23rd, we are going to host it for the general public. So we take them out on buses. It's free. It's all day long. And then we showcase our operations and what we do to create a reliable water supply. And then the final thing I wanted to mention is tour route enhancement. So I know we talked about this a little bit, and I know that Jennifer and I have regular meetings to talk about outreach, to talk about tours and how we can partner. So we'll continue to keep you all engaged in this effort. But we've received a lot of feedback that our tour route needs some sprucing up, right? So some of the display, now that the final expansion is online, it's an opportunity for really to go through and take a look where we can kind of create more dynamic and engaging supply displays that really support this project, which is world renowned and the largest of its kind. So OCWD formed an ad hoc committee under President Bilodeau's approval. So there's 5 OCWD directors that will be part of that. I believe we'll start meeting in about September. And we'll just talk about different ways that we can enhance the tour route program. And we'll make sure to keep OC San in the loop, I think, through my kind of communication with Jennifer, as well as bring it back to this committee as we move forward with any progress on that. That concludes my presentation. Happy to... Oh, I forgot. Danny, I'm sorry if you're on the line. I forgot the most important part. So I just wanted to mention that Kira Urquiaga, who many of you knew, she retired. She actually worked for OC San as a consultant. She worked for OCWD. She did a lot of the outreach, like in the early GWRS days. But she most recently worked here and did our tour program. So she has retired, but I wanted to let you all know that Danny Birch, who has been part of our staff for the last couple years, has now assumed this new role as tour program manager, in addition to many other responsibilities in the department. But tours are a huge part of what we do. They take up a lot of time, as you said, as I mentioned, you know, like 6 per week, so that's a lot. But just wanted to congratulate Danny, and she's making a lot of enhancements to the tour program. We're going to look at a lot of kind of digital things that can streamline things, and I'm excited to be working with her. So if you want to take any groups on a tour or need help with that, please feel free to reach out to Danny. And now that's it. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions?
Just a comment. I know you've got this committee put together. And since we're partners, maybe would it be beneficial to have some OC San representation on that? Although you guys run the operations. Just an idea.
You know, we have no problem that just the concept of the tour is to just tour the campus here and not go on the other side of the fence. But if anybody else wants to participate, I don't have a problem with that.
I was also thinking maybe we could do, if the tour isn't super dynamic, maybe we could work together to have the tour incorporate Plant One and GWRS. I don't know how long the tours are. I haven't been on them, but an idea that might make it a little more interesting for people.
Yeah, John, if it's the pleasure of the committee, we could kind of bring back to you all too, what does the current tour program look like? Because we do a lot of joint programs with you all as well. So we do joint tours. We coordinate a lot of joint groups. So where possible and when requested, we definitely try to. The timing is hard because sometimes that dictates what we can show them, right? Most of the time, it's like an hour and a half to 2 hours that we have folks. Sometimes they have shorter time frames. Sometimes they'll have to have almost 3 to 4 hours when they do the joint ones. So, and we've definitely talked about kind of streamlining those joint ones, but there's a lot of possibilities. But if it's the committee's pleasure, we could come back and let you know what type of tours are offered, when we do joint tours, how all of that looks like, and then get feedback from you all. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Director Vanka, is that what you were looking for?
I think I could. Maybe they could just send that to me directly.
Yeah.
If board members interested in it, we don't waste, you know,
absolutely,
burden everybody else with that and staff with a big presentation.
Yeah.
You and I can just talk about what that looks
absolutely
like. They're both pretty, I've been on the GWRS and obviously OC San. They're both pretty lengthy tours on their own, especially if Rob is presenting at the OC San one. And I think the groups that are interested in doing both are, I mean, there's already communication occurring. And I think what's really helpful, which I believe is already being done, is there's a lot of kind of marketing for the other group. So if someone's going on GWRS, hey, OC San does offer this tour, not necessarily that it's bundled together, but we're pushing each other back and forth. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do with your ad hoc. Okay. Is that it? Any other questions? Any online? Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll move to are there any director's announcements? No. All right, general manager's report.
Nothing here.
I indeed have a lengthy report. I'm just kidding, I have no report.
All right. Okay, and are there any items for future agenda from the board? No, seeing none, we will adjourn. Yes.
Do we have to direct a matter of consideration for the board meeting? We'll just do it, right? Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
January. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then we will adjourn the GWRS steering committee to our next meeting in January.
We do. We direct.
Oh, because of the committees. Okay.